This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember how President Trump promised during the campaign that he was going to bring back the American coal industry? Well, don't look now, but exports of what's called thermal coal, the kind used in power generating plants, rose 58% in the first quarter of this year. However, analysts figure this is more really of a blip than a boom, and that coal in the long term looks pretty bleak as cheaper natural gas and renewables gain ground in the energy market. On the ground, though, in the coal fields, with Trump in the White House, miners are feeling better than they have in a while. Dan Boyce from the public media newsroom Inside Energy went to Western Colorado to hear one miner's story.
11 o'clock on a Friday night, and the West Elk Mine opens its gates. A dozen or so cars and trucks start rolling out. Don Staley's freshly showered in a Denver Broncos ball cap. He's reached the end of his shift, the end of a long stretch with no days off.
Yeah, this is 26 today. Straight days.
Miners have been opening up a new section underground.
Well, we didn't have the manpower.
The economics of the coal industry today means mining companies take on fewer workers. Those who get jobs have to put in longer hours to do whatever needs to be done. The area's lost more than 700 mining jobs since 2010. Saturday.
Grab some Gatorade.
Finally, a day off. Don's got to catch up on errands.
I need to get a little bit of yogurt.
Groceries.
Maybe some hot dog buns.
Don is 39, and he's lived in this valley basically his whole life. So he has connections to pretty much everything, even the store we're in.
When I was younger, I worked here. This is what I did when I was in high school.
I was a great employee. Listened well.
Brad Holt is co-owner of the market, which has been in his family here in the town of Paonia since the 1930s. He says for decades, the mines gave locals lots of stable, high-paying jobs. Don makes almost $100,000 a year working at West Elk. But jobs like his are few and far between now. And Holt's Grocery is feeling the pinch. Profits aren't what they were.
Well, I don't know if you call it profits. Sales are down from where they were, you know.
Paonia has been changing for a while now. Less of a coal town, more of a tourist destination. Organic farmers, coffee shops with cappuccino and yoga studios, that all brings its own benefits, but it doesn't bring in families to live here like the coal industry did. Up on a small hill overlooking Paonia sits the American Legion Post 97. Saturday night, it's time for a raffle. Tickets cost a buck. They get tossed in this circular wooden cage that's getting hand-cranked around and around. Don's here.
I have 25 tickets.
None of them winners.
873.
Miss Jan.
Bartender Pam Daugherty moved here in the 80s from Kentucky.
I'm a coal miner's daughter, sister, and a wife three times over.
She is not a fan of how Paonia's changing. Does it feel like your town anymore?
No, I don't go downtown. I do not shop here.
In the Legion, though, it feels like old times.
Yes, it does. It feels like this is ours.
There are a number of other miners in here along with Don, buying each other beers, joking around. Don says it's like a family. His blue eyes light up when he talks about what his industry contributes.
Every time you flip on a switch, every time you get to watch TV, that's what we give.
Coal still provides about a third of U.S. electricity, and mining it is physical, dangerous, and dirty work. And for Don, miles underground, completely cut off from the outside world, it can feel thankless. Yet now Don and his fellow miners have a stalwart booster, the President of the United States.
I mean, think about it. If he was beat down for 8 years or 10 years, when somebody has something good to say about you, you'd say, you know what, that's great.
Don feels like President Trump has been keeping his word to coal miners, working to roll back environmental regulations and increase mining on federal land. Don's own mine has recently made some modest hires. Taking it all into account, he and his buddies at the American Legion are almost optimistic. Tonight will be a late night. There are beers on the table. Then Sunday night, Don's back in the mine on his new shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. for the next 2 weeks. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.